Welcome to Ecclesia Principles, a biblical strategy for restoring America, with your host, Ray Eppert.
To have you with us today. And today, we're going to talk about principle number 11. And we're going to kind of take a look at our world and see how that compares and how it applies. Principle 11 is a results-based reality. The concept of that, if you would, can come from like Galatians 6, 7, where it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, whatever man sows that he reaps. In other words, if you plant corn, you're going to reap corn. If you plant beans, you're going to reap beans, so forth and so on. Jesus also said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16, he said, you'll know them by their fruits. In other words, things and how they result tell you about what was planted. It tells you about the concept. Now, very quickly, one of the things that we deal with in our society today is the concept of socialism and communism. And what a lot of people will say is, well, they didn't do it right, because no socialist country over a long period of time, and I'm talking about one of size, you know, some of the European nations, they have inherent resources built in that fund their thing, like their oil and so forth like that, and it creates an abnormal situation for the size of the country. It's not a perfect thing, but even those, if you do your research on them, they're beginning to have issues as well. But the concept is socialism, communism, well, it's good, it's just not been done properly yet. Now, I understand that you can't judge any idea by an isolated test group. In other words, if you look at Christianity, dear me, the Middle Ages were terrible. There was a reason that they were called the Dark Ages. That sampling is not good for Christianity, because the people during that time didn't practice really the teachings of Jesus. And there's never been a case where everybody did. But with this, we have nations that have practiced it, large nations, the Soviet Union. You look at Venezuela, you look at a lot of these countries. Socialism/communism has never worked. They have to keep modifying it. Even China today is modifying their communism. They're opening up more to capitalism. When they took in Hong Kong, they began to allow more capitalistic ideas, because that was the only way that they could continue to generate the resources, the revenue that they would need. Now, it's still a very manipulated economy. It is extremely manipulated, but it doesn't work over the course of time. Results-based reality, does it work? We have here in America a nation that we're going on 250 years of existence with this practice. And the bottom line is, it has created the most prosperity for a single nation in the history of the world. It has done more for the wealth of the majority. Now, obviously, it doesn't work for everybody. There is no system that is perfect. But it has created a broader base of wealth than any other system ever has. And the bottom line is, it can still be tweaked. There's things that can make it better. But the basic concept is what we need to work with, a results-based reality. Now, throughout today's program, we're going to look at a few things and at just the inconsistencies of some in how things are dealt with. You see, principles, we call it principle number 11, results-based reality. Principles are things that should guide you, not a law, not a fixed law, but a principle guides you over the course of time. You take that along with other things, and you stay close to it. You don't deviate far. You don't treat it legalistically, but you understand, you sow corn, you're going to reap corn. So you've got to keep this in mind. You stay close to that principle. We're going to look, there are a lot of inconsistencies in our world today, and we're going to talk about those. And if we are going to end up in a better place as a nation, we've got to start embracing a results-based reality. Stay with us through this break, and we'll be right back.
Jesus said, I will build my church, or ecclesia. Ecclesia identified those who were called out to vote on issues that determine their culture. Jesus expects us to positively influence our culture with equality, liberty, and justice for all.
All right, we're back. We're talking about Principle 11, results-based reality. You see, ultimately, when we're talking about results-based reality, we're saying that ideas, practices, concepts need to be measured by their truth and effectiveness over a period of time. It doesn't just work in an isolated situation. It doesn't just work for a select group of people in a situation. It actually works better over time. Not that there's not going to be any idea is not going to work for everyone in every situation. But does the concept work for the overwhelming majority? Results-based reality actually measures and looks at the effectiveness of the idea. What do the numbers say? I forget who it was that basically made the comment. I'll probably butcher it here. But you use numbers to figure. You know, numbers don't lie, but liars figure. And in that, you can make numbers say anything. It requires an honest approach and an honest look at things. Now, with this, let's just pull in some things over the last little while. We are told, we have been told, you really don't hear it quite so much anymore, that we need to follow the science. Follow the science. Well, the thing of it is over time, the numbers that came in, I don't know if you heard it, but during the course of the study of COVID, there actually was a very broad-based study that came back and really was recommending that ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and a vitamin cocktail, if you would, to be used. And that ultimately said that if that would be done, it would save more lives than if you went the vaccine route. But because it was attached to a pharmaceutical company, they tweaked it, changed it in the presentation, so it never got anywhere because money ended up controlling it. That is a problem. Those types of things need to be able to be independent so that we can get the truth, so that we can get the facts. But if you don't have someone independent and it's all being funded by those who can benefit from it, very frequently you're not going to get the truth in a situation. Because through this, you know, again, we were told follow the science. Even now, I can remember recently, the press secretary was taking questions, and one of the reporters made a statement, said, results are showing that physical activity, cardio, engagement, fresh air, raising the heart rate can actually reduce your susceptibility to COVID. What is the administration thinking about this? The response, in all honesty, was discouraging. Well, we're going to go with what the experts are telling us. You have to have the vaccine. You have to have a mask. no entertainment of it, of the thought, the concept at all. In these situations, anything that is showing truth and facts, that it's born in research, not just somebody's opinion, but reality, we need to be able to accept that. Because, see, what we have really come across in these last 2 years is what we have been taught, let me put it that way, what we have been taught is ignore the numbers and just pay attention to who is saying it. That is a problem. It doesn't matter who it is. The bottom line is there might be somebody saying something that I agree with. I mean, I like them, and I might think that's true. I still need to do my own research to find out if that's right and not just believe it because of who said it. But we're developing a culture right now in our country that it doesn't matter what the results are. It's a matter of who is telling us that. You know, I was talking to a nurse a few months back, and with the whole COVID thing, I made the statement. I said, we have the experts saying one thing, and on the flip side, you've got people with medical training that they've been to medical school. They've went as well. They might not have the same degree, but they have went. And they are willing to quit their jobs by the thousands. I said, when it comes down to it, I said, if there's a disagreement between your everyday person that has training and some bureaucrat at the top, I said, I'm always going to side with the rank and file person because they don't have a benefit that's going to come to them because of saying something. They're just dealing with the hard facts of the situation. And that being the case, we have to understand that research and things matter. We can't get to where we just go by it's who said it. Because if it's who said it, then it's always going to come down to the government, and that's going to set the government up to have a dictator. That's a bad scenario. We're not there yet. Don't misunderstand me. But the bottom line is if we don't change our approach, this approach that we're under right now, where results really don't matter, it's who says it, that will lead us to some places that we don't want to go. Well, stay with us through this break, and we'll be back for our third segment.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at AugustaSeed.com.
You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
We're back. And today, again, we're looking at Principle 11, Results-Based Reality, which has in it the idea that ideas, concepts, practices need to be measured by their effectiveness. Does it bear out to be true? They have to be tested for truth. They have to be tested for accuracy. And short of that, then we're just functioning off of people's feelings, their thoughts. We need more than that. And in that, this segment, I really want to start looking at feelings. Do we live by feelings? You know, especially over the last 2 years, we have a real big mix between follow the science and you go by the feelings. You know, with COVID, we were told to follow the science, and especially recently in the news, there are so many athletes that are transgender that, you know, recently it made a splash everywhere. It was in swimming. This guy who had been a swimmer for a number of years, he switched and changed and said that he was now a woman, So he goes into this NCAA women's swimming. Well, he ends up winning the national championship. Prior to that, he was like ranked 240th something. I know a few years back, there was one state that I think it was two or three guys said they were girls. They went and they won all of the high school track meets that they ran in. The bottom line is, at that point, that's an unfair competition. When it comes to that, on one side, we're being told to follow the science and something else. Oh, well, that's what they believe. And the science is totally ignored. You see, basically, according to science, and I know that some will go, oh, well, that's not completely accurate. I know what you're thinking, but just hang on a second. There's basically two genders. That's what there is. There's the double X and the XY. Double X is female, XY is male. Now, at that point, I do know that there are some variations that take place on occasion, but those are limited. Those are not typical. Typically, among humans, it's XY or XX. There's two genders. Now, even with some birth defects, there are people that are born with both sets of genitalia. At that point, again, that is not the norm. There is a reason for that beyond, there's a mutation that ends up causing that. What I'm dealing with here are the norms. With the norms, science tells us that there are two genders. Why in one area are we told to follow the science and another area it's all by what somebody feels? The bottom line is in this, you know, a guy's a guy. A girl's a girl. And the bottom line is in most situations, now there's a scale there. You know, all men are not alike. All women are not alike. But by and large, if you put men and women, biological men and women, into physical competitions, the men will win in the majority of them. Not all of them. Not all of them. You know, I can remember, you know, Billie Jean King and that whole situation. I understand. I'm not saying this is not a chauvinistic situation. I believe in women's rights and equality. And I believe that they have talents and abilities just as well as men. But there are things that are different. and if you don't think they're different, then you're not watching. You're not paying attention. And I'm not just talking about socially engineered differences. There are physical differences from that standpoint. We need to begin to deal with reality. And the sad part, you know, I spoke at a school board meeting within the last year about this issue, and I made the statement. I said, listen, we've been told to follow the science. And I told the school board, I said, I would encourage you to do that. Follow the science. There's two genders, and those genders match with the biological anatomy. And any time, And this is a sad case, and it's something we need to come to grips with and stop ignoring. We are ignoring these numbers in today's society. People that endeavor to function contrary to their DNA, it increases depression, it increases suicidal tendencies. The bottom line is people who go even through a sex change, at that point to where their outside matches what they, quote, feel, you would think if that was the solution, that then depression would drop and that the suicidal tendencies would drop. No, in those cases, if you look up the numbers, they increase even more dramatically. Because again, it's not agreeing with the science. It's not agreeing. They're functioning separate from that, and it creates a conflict within. Everybody just tries to blame society at that point, and I'm not saying that there's not issues with society, but it's not just society. It is also a case where a person is functioning contrary to the truth, and that produces problems. It doesn't work. It's like trying to take a fish and put them up in a tree and expect them to survive. No, they're going to struggle. They're going to have problems because they're not functioning within the right environment. Well, stay with us through this break, and we'll come back for our conclusion.
Want to make a difference in your community? Check out cityelders.com or search City Elders Augusta County, Virginia. City Elders exist to influence government spiritually, politically, and economically so that life is protected, liberty is defended, Christ is exalted, and families can flourish. See about helping start a group in your area. You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
All right, we're back. And today we've been talking about principle number 11, results-based reality, and how that ideas and concepts, even policies, should be measured for their truthfulness, their effectiveness, by the results that they produce over time. It comes down to this. A huge question is, does it work? Does it work? What works? What is effective? You know, we've heard over the last number of years, repeated so many times, that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. The bottom line is, if we become results-oriented, and by that, I'm not saying becoming a mere materialistic society. What I'm talking about is, do ideas work? Does something actually make people happier? Does it cause their life to be more fulfilling? Does it position them for a better life? Does it cause the society to have a more sustainable peace and tranquility? Does it work? Does it create that, or does it work against us in those areas? And we have to measure that by what actually happens. You see, here's a problem that we're dealing with. I'm going to flip to the other side of this, because largely what we're in and dealing with right now, it's not a results-based reality, especially in the political realm. I guess you could say they have their own version of that. Their results-based reality is, does it win me the election? See, unfortunately, policies too frequently are driven by the election cycles. Policies that would be good but take more than 4 years don't see the light of day because I got an election coming up. I can't do that because I will lose if I talk about that. And the reason that ends up being the case is there's not enough people paying attention to policy. There's not enough really taught in schools about policy. You know, there was an unintended consequence from the race to get to the moon. You know, I love the achievements that we made through that, but there was an unintended consequence because within the school system, there came an emphasis on engineering, math, and the sciences. Those are not bad. But what we lost during that time frame was the way that they increased it was they diminished the emphasis on civics and social things as a result of policies. That got back put on the back burner. And because of that, we have increasingly had fewer and fewer people who understand what a policy will actually do over time to a culture. It's not understood. So with that, we have a situation now, again, where it's driven by, can I get elected at the next election? I need a policy that will sound good with the advent of media and technology. You got the sound bites. Everything is driving it to a shorter term rather than an understanding of bedrock principles of society. I remember reading a book by Stephen Covey called Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And be honest with you, when he made a statement there, when I read it, I had never conceived of this idea. And I spent a lot of time thinking about it, and I have come to find it to be true. He made the statement that the laws of human interaction are as fixed as the laws of nature. If you lie to someone, it's just like the law of gravity. If you let go of something, it will drop. If you lie, then the trust that people have in you will diminish. Unfortunately, because of not understanding human interaction, the civics piece, we have a society now where things can be just said, no, that's just politics, they're just saying that. And we have an extremely low trust. The bottom line is we have to change our approach. Our approach currently is not working. It's not working. And we have to face the reality that we can't do it the way we're doing it and have things go well. We have got to make changes. And the change has to go from everybody having their truth, people working on an agenda-driven policy and how they feel, to we need to be building on principles. Principles that guide us. They might not always be comfortable in every situation, but they will take you where you want to go. God bless you. We'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard. Follow us on podbean.com. Also available on Facebook at Liberty Justice HQ and online at libertyjusticehq.com.